Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, if you work in a business of, I guess, maybe 10 people or more, the odds are you've got a veteran that's one of your coworkers. If you own a business, you've got veterans working for you. That's why it's so important, and I'm so pleased to have joining me Thomas Parr. He's the membership director for the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce as we build up to Memorial Day. So important to acknowledge, elevate, and lift up the veterans in each and every one of our families and communities. Welcome to the show, Thomas. Thanks so much for making time.
Well, thanks for having me, Maggie.
Tell us, what does the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce do, and where can people find out more about your organization?
Well, I appreciate the question. So the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce has been around for 10 years now. We're having our anniversary this fall, and it's going to be fantastic. We are a chamber of commerce, just like any other chamber of commerce, but we focus on veteran-owned and veteran-friendly businesses here in the state of Wisconsin and elsewhere. And if you wanted more information about the chamber, you could go to our website at wiveteranschamber.org for more details.
Folks, as we always do, we'll include that website. That's wiveteranschamber.org. We'll have that in our show notes for today. Well, happy anniversary, Thomas, to you and the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. I know from working with a lot of small and medium-sized business owners that trying to support veterans within their organizations that might be working with and for them is really critical. I'm sure you focus both on veterans in the workplace, but also veteran-owned businesses. So you used a term there, Thomas, that I wanted to ask you a bit about. How does a business owner, if we've got business owners listening today, how do they make sure that they've got a veteran-friendly business, that veterans feel supported as employees, that they feel invited and welcome, that this is going to be a workplace that supports them if they're advertising job openings and the like?
Well, that's a fantastic question, and we get that quite a bit. In terms of what can we do to make our business and the employment, the workforce a little more palatable. And what we do is we ask them a couple things. Number one, if you're looking to get veterans in your workspace, what are you doing to attract veterans? And the misnomer is, there's a whole bunch of unemployed vets running around, and it should be pretty easy to bring them into our time and space. And that's a misnomer. If you look at current statistics from the state of Wisconsin and from the federal government, unemployment rate in Wisconsin right now is hovering around 3.3%. And the veteran unemployment rate is just a little bit higher than that, around 3.7%. And we tell a veteran-friendly employers, if you want to get veterans into your workspace, you got one of two things that you have to do. Either make it more exciting and a little more, friendly to come over to your spot and take them from another business and make it more, beneficial for them to make that move to your business, or you got to recruit off of, active duty and things of that nature and try to be more proactive as they're coming into the workforce and try to make your business look better than your neighbors. So there's two things that we do with the chamber. We attempt to help our small business owners who are veterans by mentoring them and giving them the tools in the toolbox in order to be successful. And we also have a program called Invest in Vets, where we can come into a business and look at what you're currently doing and what you could be doing. And those things have been fruitful for not only the small mom and pop shops, but some sizable organizations.
Yeah, I was reading about the Invest in Vets program. Sorry about it's a mouthful there on your website. Again, that website is wiveteranschamber.org. And it's, again, looking to help service members and their families in employment, right? And I think that that's a really key element. We can talk about vets as employees. I also wanted to ask you, Thomas, about how the chamber works to support veteran-owned businesses. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Thomas?
Well, our mantra, and we actually have a commercial that we run periodically, is most people only think about veterans 2 days out of the year. And at the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce, that's all we think about. So our, you know, veterans is in our title, and that's kind of what we kind of wrap our collective heads around as a staff every day to figure out what can we do to promote our veteran-owned businesses in this state. The mission statement for the chamber is to make Wisconsin the best state in the United States for veterans to call home, you know, and raise a family, work here, and make this their last stop. And we attempt to do that by looking and asking our veteran-owned businesses, what do you need? And a lot of times, there's three things they need. They either need financial capital to keep their doors open, or they're worried about retirement or the succession plan. What are we supposed to do with our business once we're ready to give it up? And then the other thing is, where are we supposed to live and how are we supposed to pay for certain scenarios in terms of where you're actually going to have your business. So we try to work in conjunction with other members within the chamber first to try to find those solutions. And with Invest in Vets, going back to that, the cool thing about that is we look at recruit, develop, retain, and sustain your workforce. And that includes we have coaches that can help the C-suite figure out a few things on what's going on. It doesn't necessarily have to be the veteran flavor. It's just, why do we have this unending hiring process where we can't keep anybody till retirement? So there's a lot of things that we work with to get the business owner where they need to be. And a lot of times we have a lot of free things that we can do, like using UW Systems SBDC or a score or things of that nature, and kind of give them a gentle recommendation on where they need to go to get some information.
Folks, that's Thomas Parr. He's the membership director for the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. I love the fact that you're talking to employers about how to really work with their workforce, right? You talked about recruitment, retention, sustaining, developing talent. And when employers get better at doing that for employees writ large, and they have increased awareness and understanding of the needs of veterans specifically, it works to the business owner's benefit overall. Thomas, if someone listening wants to get involved with the Veterans Chamber of Commerce, if they've got vets that they know are working for them, if they'd like to attract and try to recruit more veterans, or if a vet listening is looking to start his or her own business, how can they reach out to the chamber and get involved?
Well, I would say go back to the website. We have an email link there on the front page. You could send us an email anytime. And we're not a veteran service organization, but we know all the key players. We work with the federal government all the time. We work with the state of Wisconsin, especially the Department of Workforce Development and Economic Development Corp and a few other organizations. And we have some nonprofits in the wing too, that's all free. So regardless, whatever question you may have about veterans in the workspace or veteran-owned business or how to start up things, please send us an email. The other thing I let you know, Maggie, is I'm a veteran myself, and a lot of times what you'll find is veterans don't self-identify. And there's a lot of free programming and things of that nature, especially through the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, which could entitle your spouse and your children to get free college and things of that nature. And for whatever reason, veteran-owned businesses aren't self-identifying, at least through the state of Wisconsin. I'll give you a perfect example. You could go on the DVA website and currently look at how many businesses in the state of Wisconsin identify as either a disabled American veteran business or just a veteran business. And there's around 800 on their website right now in terms of their spreadsheet. But if you look at federal statistics, there's around 6,000 businesses in the state of Wisconsin. So it's severely underreported. And that's kind of to the detriment of that veteran-owned business, because sometimes we just want to see, we get our blinders on as veterans and we don't want to look to the left and right. We just want to steer straight ahead. And that's kind of some of the things that we work on with our veteran-owned businesses, is networking, things of that nature. You got to get in front of people and say hello.
I can imagine that that is a key to unlocking all kinds of potential opportunities. Because again, as you point out, Thomas, both on a state and federal basis, being a registered veteran-owned or disabled veteran-owned business can present a number of opportunities, and awareness about those opportunities is key. Again, you can find out more about the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce at veteranschamber.org. Thomas, wanted to just ask you personally, you mentioned that you're a vet. I would be remiss if I did not say thank you for your service. But that is often the pat line that so many vets hear from people. When someone says that to you, Thomas, is there something that you hope that they do beyond simply checking the box of a verbal thank you to vets? How do you want people listening to better support veterans in our communities and in our families?
Well, first off, I appreciate the sentiment, and I always introduce myself and say hello to fellow vets by saying thank you for your service. I don't know what they've gone through. They don't know what I've gone through. And the big thing is just say hello. That's the first step. And if that's all you do, that's better than normal. My backstory is I spent 13 and a half years in the Army, and I did 24 years with the City of Madison Police Department as well. I retired a couple of years ago from them. And that thought process is that goes a long way. Just saying hello and thank you is a good step in the right direction, I think.
Well, Thomas, I certainly appreciate that. As a former public servant myself, spent over a decade in public service, both with the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. I have a family of public servants. I have a family of vets. I really, really do want to thank you for serving all of us and your community in such a selfless way. These are jobs that rarely get thanks, and they deeply, deeply deserve them. Tell us very briefly, we got about a minute left, Thomas, are there some events coming up with the Wisconsin Vet Chamber of Commerce that you would like folks to know about?
Yes, there's two huge ones. So Fisher House, Wisconsin, they're the equivalent of Ronald McDonald House, but for veterans families. They're doing a huge icebreaker on September 4th in Madison. It's on our events calendar. Please take a look, because we're attempting to get some money for them to build the Fisher House for Dane County.
That is wonderful. You can check out all the upcoming events, including the Fisher House event on September 4th. I think they might have something coming up in October at Lambeau Field. You can check all that out at WisconsinVeteransChamber.org. We'll have that website in our show notes. Big thanks from all of us here at Civic Media to you, Thomas Parr, and the entire Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. Keep it locked, everybody. We'll be right back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.